Sup, man. Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Taco Took the Bait, Hook, Line, and Sinker. Now, for those of you who don't know, Taco is a name given to Trump. It stands for Trump Always Cucks Out. As you guys know, Trump was talking a big game against the Russians and the Chinese. And then at the last second, he cucked out. That's why he got the nickname Taco. And now Taco has officially hit Iran, bringing the U.S. government officially into World War III. And he took the bait, hook, line, and sinker. And let me explain. You see, what happened is the fulfillment of prophecy, okay? Trump is fulfilling prophecy. However, he thinks he's fulfilling prophecy from a satanic perspective, but at the same time, he's actually fulfilling prophecy from a divine perspective, which he cannot win because God is superior to Satan. Now, a lot of people think that Bashar al-Assad quitting Syria was a major W for Jews. Actually, that's part of prophecy. You see, when Jesus comes back, he's going to land in Damascus, okay? The capital of Syria, okay? So, by Bashar al-Assad leaving Syria, that's part of prophecy. By the Iranians standing up to Trump, that's part of prophecy. The Yemenites, by attacking U.S. and Zionist ships, that's part of prophecy. By me creating the MGTOW party, where it's all about getting rid of Jews and taking away women's rights, it's part of prophecy. You guys need to understand, people like me, people like Bashar al-Assad, people like the Yemenites, the Iranians, even the Taliban, we know prophecy. Okay, we know eschatology. For those of you who don't know, eschatology is eschatology is the teachings of end of history. Okay, that's what eschatology is. Okay, so the Iranians know it, the Yemenites know it, the Taliban knows it, I know it, Bashar al-Assad knows it, and we are working toward prophecy, okay? Now, here's what you guys need to understand. God's plan cannot be hastened, and it cannot be delayed. Meaning, when God has a plan set, you cannot make it come quicker. You cannot make it come later. It's going to come whenever God wants it to come. See, the problem with the Jews and Trump, because they are Satanist, they believe that they can manufacture these events to bring in prophecy, which is obviously a form of shirk. It's a form of competing with God. What you're saying is, God, you're not good enough to make things happen, so we're gonna go out, we're gonna make these prophecies happen on our own terms. Obviously, that is satanic. I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again. The Jews worship Satan. Satan is the God of the Jews. The Jews believe in multiple gods. There's a book out there called Chariot of the Gods. Plural. Gods. The Jews believe that Satan is the real deal, okay? The Jews, they acknowledge the God of Abraham, but at the end of the day, they go by Satan because to them, Satan is the real deal. So right now, what these fake Jews and Trump are doing is that they are creating these events to bring in the end of times. Now, Like one Christian pastor said about King David, King David took a back, not a back seat, but he rode shotgun to God. So God was driving the car, and King David simply rode shotgun, being God's co-pilot. This is what I'm doing. This is what the Iranians are doing. This is what the Taliban are doing. This is what the Yemenites are doing. We are riding shotgun to God, while the Jews and Taco went out and said, we are gods. We are going to take things into our own hands because we are God. Now, the problem here is that the Zionist and Taco, La Yash'arun. La Yash'arun in Arabic means they don't feel, they don't perceive. The Jews have no idea that God is about ready to Nagasaki Hiroshima them. The Jews and Taco, they legit think they're winning. In fact, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. Reason why I'm broken out is I'm at an event and I'm seeing if customers are coming in. Guys, this past week for the food truck was horrible, man. Ever since this war started last week, a lot of people have been anxious. A lot of people have been saving money. Like, this week for the food truck fucking sucks, dudes. Like, I'm very, very fortunate that the restaurant in Colombia got started. And thanks to all of you guys who donated. We're in the clear when it comes to the restaurant. One of the TVs I had actually went bad. But I'm getting a guy tomorrow to take a look at it. So if he can fix that TV, I'm going to end up having two TVs. And I just need another $300 to get TV number 3 in there, okay, guys? So things are going good for the restaurant in Colombia, but not here. Anyways, let's get back to the point of this, okay? Trump and his Jews think that they're winning. And like I said before, Pharaoh was at his most arrogant when he saw the sea part, okay? When Pharaoh saw the Red Sea part, he said to himself, I am God. This is why the sea parted, because I am legit God. What he failed to realize is that the real God was like, okay, buddy, okay, you think you're God? You just wait a couple more seconds. We're gonna see who the real God in this mother is, you know. And when the seas came crashing down on Pharaoh said, I now believe in the God of Moses. And that's when the real God was like, yeah, no, too late, you're gonna go to hell for eternity, okay? Same thing with Taco, same thing with the Jews, okay? So what me, the Iranians, Bashar al-Assad, the Taliban, the Yemenites are doing is that we are building toward a post-America collapse. America will collapse. A big war will happen. The draft will happen. Bad things. Armageddon. Malhama. Really, really bad things that will probably change humanity will happen. It will probably wipe out maybe half of humanity, okay? Guys, shit has gotten real. There is no turning back. This is part of philosophy. All I'm doing with the MGTOW party, guys, the MGTOW party is not for this current world order. The MGTOW party is post-Trump and Jewish era, okay? The people are going to be looking for authority. They're going to be looking for direction. This is why I'm putting the MGTOW party together, because when after God, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, Trump, and the Jews, we can take over, okay? The MGTOW party, it's not for right now, dudes, okay? You and I, along with the Taliban and the Yemenites, we are preparing for a post-Jewish America world, because God himself personally is going to destroy Taco and the Jews, and they're not going to perceive it until the last second. All right, guys, talk to you later. Peace.